Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV Puncture Free Tyres, the safer, smarter choice.
I've just tested Audi's petrol 2-litre TSFI 140kW Q2 SUV with 7-speed, dual-clutch, S-tronic automatic. Audi's suggesting it's an urban adventure vehicle sitting in the over $40,000 SUV segment against the likes of Mercedes GLA, BMW's X1 and the slightly larger Audi Q3. However, the Q2 is more funky to the Q3, different in design, appealing to a different type of buyer. It really appeals to me with its sharp lines, upright seat design and excellent ride quality. I can't think of a better retirement vehicle for two people wanting a small and practical SUV with a premium touch. Audi, in my opinion, would do far better if they dropped the number of options they order on their vehicles. The test vehicle in standard form listed at $48,500. However, it had over $10,000 in options, many of which are standard features on lower grade models. I like the all-wheel drive nature of the Audi Q2 as well. Great in the recent rain, sure-footed with sharp steering and great feel. I enjoyed the 2-litre diesel Q2, but the petrol model is quieter, feels a little more polished, and still retains nice torque of 320 Newton metres. Performance lively, 0-100 km in 6.5 seconds. Small SUVs continue to grow in popularity, sales year-to-date up nearly 25%, and the small premium SUV market has shown much the same growth. I'm David Berthon.